back here on this Wednesday, September 29th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour here. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble, while Sarah, our friendly bus driver, allegedly in this drama known as the Geraldo Journal, was making a call to Rob, who is the producer, I guess, of the Geraldo show up in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, we're eagerly awaiting what the answer was to her conversation with Rob, or if she even got through, because there's some problem there. So, Sarah, if you're out there, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, or if anybody else is out there who'd like to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are here, and we'd love to hear from you.
I hope she's not taking her hands off the wheel while she's driving her bus to do this.
Well, just so everybody knows, the daily recap for September 29th in our Geraldo Journal, did not hear from Geraldo, found out Geraldo was in top secret contract negotiations with Fox that were settled yesterday. A listener called and talked with WTAM representative. Why would you want to interview Geraldo is what they said. Whatever.
That's the same question I asked you about 2 weeks ago, but...
because he might have an interesting story.
I understand.
You never know. You never know who might have an interesting story.
I'm not a celeb follower. I'm not one of those people that go up to people. If I see them in an elevator and I recognize them, I don't turn and say, "Hi, I'm Glenn Coble. I'm so happy to meet you."
Well, no, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I think, to me, everybody's got a story, celebrity or not. Like Pastor Rush this morning, I found that fascinating.
That story was something, yes.
Now, to me, he's not a celebrity, but he's got a story just like Geraldo's got a story.
Probably a more compelling story.
So, to me, it's all interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's a snapshot of life.
Okay. And that's kind of what this show is about, a snapshot of life in Marion.
Right. So, you know, did we ever hear anything back from Rob? That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Did we hear anything from Rob? Now, this will be Sarah's department, or anybody else who, by the way, has taken the time to call or... send a letter or email WTAM up there in Cleveland. And we appreciate the station. We have no reason not to appreciate the station. It's just we're not getting any feedback on this at all.
And you're surprised.
Well, you know, after Sam Donaldson and after Kreskin and after the Golden Voice and after Thunderbolt Patterson and after, I believe, listeners got involved, I mean, people are coming up to in the grocery store aisle saying, "What's going on with Geraldo?"
Yeah.
People are calling in, "What's going on with Geraldo?" Now, I don't want anybody to be rude, though. I must reiterate that. Don't be rude to anybody. I'm never for rudeness.
Well, sometimes.
When have I been rude?
You were rude to the Boston callers. The knuckleheads or whatever you
Pinheads.
Call them.
Pinheads.
Pinheads, you call them.
They deserved it, though. I think they've went by the wayside now.
Unless that was the fake call you got in the break.
I don't know. Somebody called during the break, and I don't know what that was all about, but... who knows? Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Now, what do you think the real reason is that Geraldo is not responding? Now, see, I think it has something to do with these contract negotiations.
Well, I think that probably is untouchable. If he had nothing better to do, maybe he'd call you. But I don't think he's very... he's not compelled to respond to a radio station
he knows
nothing about.
Here comes the phone. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott and Glenn.
Howdy.
Would you mind if we kind of sidestep Geraldo for a couple minutes?
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
How can you break up Geraldo?
I don't know if anybody's been by the Hardy Memorial lately, but it is beautiful.
Oh, it is.
The crews out there that cleaned it up, it looks like a brand-new memorial, and kudos to them. And it really, really looks nice. So if any of your listeners haven't been by the Hardy Memorial, give a look because it looks really pristine.
When I first came here in 2004, that black tar stuff had really leaked out, and I mentioned it to a few people, and surprisingly enough, it got cleaned, but it wasn't nearly as clean as it is now. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So, and believe it or not, we have an awful lot of people that come to this town to visit the memorial and the home. And now we have the museum and library, and the home has been completely redone. So, and that is really, really a nice facility. So, so enough of that. The other subject I wanted to talk about was electric cars, believe it or not. You know, President Biden said, I think he wants 50% of the sales in 14 years to be electric cars. I hope they get the price down. So, but my thing, you know, and there, this bill that they're pushing, trying to get through Congress, it would create a lot more charging stations.
We have to have that, yeah.
People think that that's the problem. I don't think that's the problem so much as the charging time.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up about, I'd say 20 different electric cars, and a lot of them have different charging hookups.
Mm-hmm.
That one station might necessarily fit your car, the plug. So you have to be careful there. And there's apps you put on your phone to find out which station your car can be charged at.
So the plugs aren't standardized?
They're not standardized.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I read this article. And you can go on YouTube, and there's some really good videos on what the differences are in the charging times. The charging times are not standard either. Some you can get like a quick charge, depending if it's 240 volts. You can get like a quick charge for a half hour. But in the charging stations in Columbus, for every 13 minutes you charge, you can get 1 mile of driving.
Oh, geez.
So that's the problem. The average, now they vary, and it depends on the car that you have and the battery you have and everything, but the average charging time is 8 hours.
Do they charge you for charging? Do they charge you money?
Yes. You pay for them with a credit card. And that's a good question too, because some of these charging stations use their own credit card, so you have to get one of their cards.
Oh, jeez.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, they're going to have to standardize that.
I thought like you did that it would be standard, but it is not.
Hmm.
And here lately, it was about a month ago, they came out where they, you know, I thought, well, people can put charging stations in their garage, which is good for people in the garage that have a home with a garage, but not good for people like in New York that live in apartment buildings or, you know, it's, but they had problems with the chargers setting fires to the garage.
Geez.
So now they're saying get charging stations, but put them in your turnarounds or out in the driveway, not in your garage. And I thought, well, then you'd have to leave your car outside all the time. So that's another situation.
Or you could get a long cable, but not a good answer.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, I think there's a lot of, you know, I think electric vehicles would be good for, like, school buses. I think they'd be good for, like, you know, city buses.
Yeah.
Things like that. I'm not so sure we're ready for, you know, just a normal citizen.
Well,
there's a lot of kinks that need to be worked out.
I was looking into my wife and I, about once every year and a half, we drive out to my son's house in California, and I was looking how I would do it if I had an electric car. Well, most electric cars only get like 200 to 300 miles on a charge. We'd have to stop every 300 miles, plug it in for 8-10 hours, and it would take us 10 days to get there.
You're exactly right. Now, that is a big problem that nobody seems to be talking about. And it's not just that there's charging stations. It's charging, like you said, you have to stop someplace, and the amount of time you have to wait to get it charged.
Yeah.
You almost need to get a motel room there and let it charge.
Now,
I think we have, Whirlpool here has 5 charging stations at the plant. Now, they don't charge the people that use those. And I think there's 4 charging stations at OSUM.
Hmm.
I've only seen one car, when I go by there, I've only seen one car ever hooked up there. But I don't know about the charging, how they pay for that, or if that's free, I don't know. But, you know, if you look at, let's just say Kroger's, the amount of cars that go through there a day to fill up.
Yeah.
It's in probably in the hundreds, I'm guessing.
But if there was growth in people wanting these things, if the demand improved, don't you think the stations would improve and the technology would improve a whole lot quicker?
It will have to. But you would have, it would take, they would almost have to put charging stations. It would look like the size of Kroger's parking lot. I mean,
yeah.
you couldn't put enough charging stations, and some of these mom and pop stations, they'll go out of business.
Yeah.
Well, even at Speedway, they could not handle, you put in 10 charging stations there, they'd lose money. You couldn't get in there. And that's assuming there's a spot as soon as you pull in. If you have to wait on somebody 8 hours, it could be longer.
My guess is most things in the United States, if something new is introduced and people don't like it, then it will go away.
It'll get better.
Yeah, or if they do like it and more people want to use it, people will make adaptions and technology will get better. If you would have said 30 years ago that everybody was going to have a cell phone, that would have been obscene, unheard of.
Yeah.
Nobody. We don't have enough towers to do that. There are dead areas. There are rural areas that would not be able to pick this up. We could never do this.
Yeah.
People aren't going to want to pay for an extra bill. And then they tied texting and cell. Oh, we're not even going to talk on the phone anymore. We're going to text.
Well,
people would have said you're nuts. And when the internet came out, do you remember dial-up?
So many
people got them that they had to improve the technology because people wanted it.
Yeah. But those things would not stop you from getting to the grocery store.
No, what I'm saying is I think the batteries would get bigger, the technology would get bigger.
Yeah, they'll have to, because just to get a new battery for one of those cars is $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who would have thought?
And guess what? The elements that they need to make those batteries, guess what country that's located?
Russia. And China.
Afghanistan. and China is going to move in there and claim that. You can bet your bottom dollar. But it's not just that. Right now, it's once all these millions and millions of cars plug into the system, our grid is not capable of handling it right now. Right now, in Los Angeles, if everybody turns on their air conditioning, they have brownouts. Can you imagine if everybody plugged their car in right now?
I guess my thing is, I always think we have to go to the consumer. I think when we deal in things of fear, which is what it sounds like, what if we did this, then this is going to happen. Well, I don't think we'll do this if people don't want to do this. So I don't think we have to worry about the fear of it. But
it's not, I don't have a fear. It's just that we have an awful lot of work to do. It's not as simple as people seem to make it sound. That's my point.
Well, I think it'd be interesting to see how many people would be put to work building these stations, expanding these stations, the people that would have to be hired to run these stations, the people in the car factories would have to change the way they did things.
Well, Ford has just announced that they're going to build new factories for electric cars, and they're putting to work 11,000 people, which is more than they have employed now.
But by the way, the hybrids, we don't ever talk about the hybrids when we're talking about this. And the hybrids, now it's awful interesting to me. I have ridden in many hybrids for long distances, more than 8-hour trips. Never had a problem because you can still use gasoline. But if you have a hybrid, the government charges you an exorbitant amount more when you do your registration for your car, because you're not buying as much gas. Now, why would the government be charging you more money? Well, why is the government even involved? The gasoline oil industry is a private industry. So why is the federal government getting involved if you have a hybrid and charging you almost three times as much for your car registration than they do somebody who has a fully gas-loaded car?
Because they can, and anytime government can get in your pocket, they will.
Right, so don't you think that a lot of things being put out there right now about electric cars are being paid for by the gasoline industry, the oil industry?
No, the things I've read have been done by independent investigators. I don't know. The car industry seems to be willing to change over because they can sell new vehicles. I don't know. Right now, the car industry, and not just the car industry, a lot of industries are having trouble with microchips right now, getting those to even build the vehicles. So I don't know how that will affect electric. I don't know. Well, I know it's affecting the gasoline run vehicles. I know Whirlpool's even having trouble getting chips right now.
It'll be interesting to see how it turns out. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. All I'm just saying is it's like Glenn said, it's not as simple as you think, and it's there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Thank you. Well, see, I don't know that anything is ever really simple. And I do look back in the last 20 years because I do think cell phones changed the world. I do think texting changed the world. I do think the internet changed the world. And if you would have went back, I mean, we have to think about the situation we were in 1997, 1998. You had to get a dial-up internet that moved extremely slow, took up your phone line, and at that point you didn't have cell phones in every home, so you couldn't talk on the phone.
And I think you paid for long distance calls back then, too.
Right, and I think people then would have said, well, this is not going anywhere. Yeah, this ain't. And now, just in a mere, it didn't take two decades. In about 10 years, that problem was solved.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to do it.
If people read their history about the automobile, in the first few years, there was the Stanley Steamer. There were electric cars. There were cars driven by energy created by wood. And for some reason or other, the petroleum industry found a way to twist the government's arm to make them all
go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you were talking about why the government was involved in your hybrid cars. It's because they're losing revenue on the gas tax. They're not buying as much gas, and they're losing money, so they don't have a lot of money to do the infrastructure.
Well, that's
why it costs more when you have a hybrid vehicle.
That's very interesting.
Well, hey, thank you.
Buy a hybrid vehicle, but I mean that's why they do it.
Right. Fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah, good answer. Thank you.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 33 minutes past the hour. Yeah, I think that's probably why the government is involved.
Well, and I don't think we should always blame the government for raising the prices and stuff like that. There are some pretty strong arm twisters in industries that want things done to make the, like petroleum or I don't know. There are all sorts of different companies that are going to twist arms to get stuff done.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think the main concentration should be on the hybrid cars, and hybrid cars should be able to be plugged in too.
Well,
and like where I live, people park on the street. A lot of people don't have a driveway. We're going to have extension cords running all around town.
Yeah.
You know, out there. But at least if you have a hybrid car that was capable of being plugged in, if you were someplace where you could get electric charge it.
And
but if you were someplace where you couldn't, you would still be able to use it.
And don't hybrid cars charge themselves as they're driving?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they only do that to a point. You know, you're not going to drive from here to California and a car is going to produce all the power.
Oh, okay.
No, but when I know somebody who has a hybrid car, and they've never charged it at a charging station ever. It does have a battery in it, but when the gasoline kicks in, when the combustion engine kicks in, that's when the battery recharges. It's recharged by the combustion engine.
Right. But it should all be, plugged in, too. That way you can keep from running the engine and keep pollution down.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I
think we just need to figure out how much lithium it takes to make a battery bigger.
One of my problems is, what do we do with all these lithium batteries when you're going to trash the car? And is lithium something you want to put back into landfill? I don't think so.
It's interesting. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And any answer is wanted and respected here. And also, we haven't heard the follow-up yet on the Geraldo thing from Sarah. So maybe we'll hear from Sarah. Did she get a hold of Rob?
I think she drove off the road.
Drove off the road, said, I've had enough of that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, you guys are talking about why the government is involved in it.
Okay.
And exactly what you said. If they're not getting their gas tax and all that, they're going to be upset.
Right, does anybody remember when they were going for health care, nationalized health care under the Obamacare plan? Remember, we were going to have death panels and people were going to be waiting in line for doctors.
Didn't happen.
Well, 12 years later, I've yet to see that happen.
That's always there. And, it's the same like that, when we were just talking about did they want to make sure they get their tax money. Same thing with drugs. You think they're mad because people are selling drugs. No, they're mad because people are making untaxed money. It's not the fact that they're selling drugs. They're mad that they didn't get a cut of the money. That's what it is.
Well, that's what
it is. Same thing. They got a marijuana dispensary out here where they can make the money, all the money, but how many people are sitting in the joint right now? Doing the same thing.
I think that was a motivating factor to why marijuana is kind of semi-legal, is because now we can get some tax money out of it.
Yeah. Well, they always want exactly what it is. They want to make sure that they get their money. That's what they're always upset about when they figure out people are selling drugs. They ain't getting none of their money out of it.
Well, money may not be the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here. Don't forget, Progressive Life is up next, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. What's coming up next hour, Glenn?
Well, I thought you might ask me that, so I'm pulling it up right now. We're going to be talking about the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill kind of are tied together, and that's probably the main thing we're going to start to talk about.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
How's life out at Kroger South?
Good.
Glad to hear it. Anything new in your life?
No, me get to go to that Saturday.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
We played golf.
Oh, you went and played golf. Sounds good. Eat anything good recently?
Yes.
What have you had?
A Burger King.
Burger King. Now, what do you get when you go to Burger King?
Whopper.
Oh, do you get cheese on the Whopper or no cheese?
No cheese.
No cheese. You're right after me, Chip.
He's a healthy eater.
I don't want the cheese on there. Do you get a fry?
Yeah.
All right. What are you up to, Chip?
Nothing.
Sitting around listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Would you buy an electric car?
No.
Okay.
Are you going into work today?
Yeah.
Okay.
You be there, what, 6 to 10 tonight, Chip?
Yeah, 6 to 10.
People can go out and say hello to Chip out at Kroger South. Well, Chip, good to hear from you.
You play that baker yet?
I'm working on it, Chip. I promise one day I will get it done.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip.
Bye-bye, Chip.
Chip is persistent.
There you go.
Chip's got persistence in all kinds of layers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour. We still have not heard from Sarah. They carted her away.
I think you got her killed.
I got her killed dealing with this whole Geraldo mess.
Oh, my. Well, Sarah, please keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the steering wheel.
We need to update the journal is what we have to do.
No. We need to keep Sarah alive.
Go ahead, caller.
Update the journal.
Yeah, talking about automobiles. Well, I got my little tag to put on my license plate on the rear, but I understand that you'd only get one plate. You only need one plate.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about monies, and we're wondering why. Give an explanation. They cost the same for that little tag. Where you only need one tag, and you know that one plate and millions of plates you don't have to have anymore. Where's that money going to go?
Are they aluminum or are they tin? What are they? The plates.
What is it?
I was wondering if they were aluminum or tin, because the government might be saving some money there by not having to make two.
Well, you favor the government, and I want to know what the money differential is. I'm not making any accusations about the government. I'm saying, where is that money going to go? That's what I say. When you eliminate something, you don't have to have it. You know what? Where does that money go? Does that go in your pocket? Or in your bank account, or what? That's the question I'm asking. Or is it just going to dissipate away like our interest on our money? I hear a lot of people complain about stuff and everything, but you never hear anybody talk about. I remember when in our married life of 60 years, interest was knocking on the door at 14-17%.
Oh, yeah. Tax rate was 90% for the upper people.
And now, the way the figuration on that is that, say, you have $250,000, the money, the interest you get off there, you might be able to, like the young man said, go down to Burger King, get a Whopper, and
yeah.
I don't think we're going to get it with the interest per month on that kind of money.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, no, you know what? I always ask questions, but I never get any answers on some things like that. So you can get on Google or something. Maybe you guys can figure out that stuff on the modern devices, because I don't have the modern devices.
Well, keep on asking the questions. I think that's very important.
Excuse me, but I think they're very valuable tools, but they're really disrupting the United States of America, per se, in certain categories. And hooray for Geraldo. I think the people on the agenda that would answer the phone would come on, and you could continue your thing on GIS and document that and put it into the Historical Society.
I think they should take this journal, don't you?
Absolutely.
You think what?
I've offered them this journal when I'm done. I think the Historical Society should take it.
Well, you know what? I think the Historical Society would be out of historical.
Thank you.
I don't think it's ever going to be done. You have to get documentation for somebody to carry that long on. You know, Geraldo, what is his age? You don't know that? The differential in yours, Scott, and the Geraldo?
I believe he's in his late 70s, but he just signed a new contract.
Well, you're late 70s, so that makes 30 years differential, huh?
Somewhere in there. But you know what? Geraldo, he's a fighter, and he's crazy, so he would he'd fit right in.
Well, I never knew that. I'm 80, and I've heard him on different things, like I've heard thousands of different shows over our time since we was kids up till now. I imagine it'd be thousands if you had enough channels to get them all on. You could do that in one day, but you know what? The interest on somebody like that, if they don't care, and if you have to go through all the agony and defeat on something like that, I'm not saying that it isn't nice to be a quitter, but it's nice to know that you're not wanted.
That's true. You have it right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, here's the thing. I believe Geraldo was involved in a contract dispute.
Ah.
Well, we got the news this morning.
Conspiracy theory starting right here.
Headlines. Geraldo Rivera inks new multi-year deal with Fox News. So that tells me he was in a contract negotiation, top secret, that they could not let out.
They always keep those things top secret. For some reason or other, people don't want to know. Let other people know how much money they make.
You know what I would say to the people at that station if they said, why do you want Geraldo on your show? I'd say, why do you want him on your station?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, why do you have him on every day? I only want him on one day. Why do you want him on every day? And Sarah, we don't know what happened to her. We're waiting for the report back from...
I haven't heard any sirens.
Rob up there at WTAM to see what the whole situation is there. But give us a buzz. We only have 13 minutes left today. 740-383-9944. We've got to update the Geraldo log. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
Maybe Dr. Feynman can get Geraldo to come on.
You know, I think people have misunderstood this journal. It seems to me that the longer we do it, the more people misunderstand. It's a quest. It's like a purpose. It's a goal. You know, people have goals in life. People try to get people elected to office. People try to plant gardens and make things grow. People take cooking classes. People take dance classes. People try to lose weight. It's an ongoing process.
Oh, I gave up on the weight thing.
No, but this is what the Geraldo Journal is. It's an ongoing process trying to get Geraldo Rivera on this show. You've got to have a goal in life.
Okay. Don't you? Once we get Geraldo on, who's the next person?
Well, I don't know. You know, Geraldo has been a little shaky, in my opinion. Well, first thing I'm going to ask him is, what took you so long?
Well, Geraldo will give you an answer, but it'll probably be at about 110 decibels, right?
He's nuts.
What are you asking for?
He's nuts. And everybody doesn't think he's nuts. He is nuts. Now, again, I just want to do this for the sake of... we did not do this morning. Every time we open up the Geraldo Journal, we're supposed to play the Geraldo... I guess it's mantra at this particular point. That's what I would call it. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's do this first. We don't want to miss the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Glenn, I wanted to let you know I listened to your program the other day when you talked about why you was an atheist.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that.
Oh, aren't you kind? I had four, and I would guess they were all older white men, just from the sound, call in and say they did enjoy that. And I didn't intend it to be... I just wanted
pretty
people
much
to know.
My beliefs, you know, the way I look at it.
Say that again. I missed that. I'm sorry.
You pretty much match the way I feel.
Oh, okay. I have a lot of older male friends who are kind of struggling with thinking about life and where it's going. And, you know, that's kind of where I've gotten to be. Yeah.
Don't inflate Glenn's ego.
Oh, I'm sorry. My head got pretty big right there.
You'll think he's Geraldo before you know
yeah,
it.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, here's the Geraldo mantra that we play every day. Thanks to the Buckeye Guy. Sarah, where are you?
Buckeye Guy. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, gotten his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal and Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willard Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geronimo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geronimo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geronimo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up. Brace yourself. Call all your elders. Put the phone on mute, because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geronimo Journal. Unbelievable.
Well, see right there, Glenn. It says it all.
I had never heard that.
It says it all.
I had never heard
that. Doesn't it say it all?
Well, I'm excited. I'm just honored to be in your presence.
That's a big deal we've got going on here. And just again, because we don't really know if Geronimo will ever appear on this show, this is a simulation of what it would be like if Geronimo appeared on this show.
Let's go.
All right, this is just a simulation. This is not reality. Just a simulation of what it would be like if Geronimo appeared.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geronimo Rivera. Geronimo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How
host.
Silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
Stabbing
this
cheap
guy,
shot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop
NBS.
Attacking
you
me,
on the
punk.
Police thing.
Address the issue.
Do you have the
you
guts to address
the
issue?
All right, Geronimo. Thanks for coming on.
See, he's perfectly normal. He's not crazy at all, is he? Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah. Yay.
Good news. I'm not dead.
All right. Let's hear this big report. You're going in the Geronimo Journal.
Oh, goody. So, I talked to Rob.
Oh, you talked to Rob.
All right.
Yes. He said he's emailed you plenty of times.
I've never gotten an email from Rob.
Well, and I said, who is it you emailed? He said, Matt.
Matt.
And I said, well, who's Matt? He said, the guy at the radio station. I said, I don't know about no Matt, but the guy you want to talk to is Scott Spears.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did he say?
Well, he said the Herald has been really busy lately. He's
I
been
bet.
Traveling to New York a lot.
Yep.
And he said he doesn't think that the best way to get what you want is to have all these people bombard the station like they've been doing. And he said,
send a check.
I said, well, listen, I got to go, but here's the deal. Because he said, well, can you just tell him? I said, hold on, will you call him? I said, I know you don't owe me anything, but I'd consider it a personal favor, and it would cut the middleman out if you just call Scott yourself. Would you be willing to take his number down? And he said, sure, absolutely.
I haven't heard anything.
He took my name down as well. He said, who am I talking to? And I gave him my name. And he said, okay, he'd call you. And then he called you Matt again. I said, you're not calling Matt. You're calling Scott Spears.
Yeah.
Well, this guy doesn't even know what planet he's on. Now, wait a second. So the station was bombarded?
That's what he said.
No, wait, I thought earlier on you were the only one who called.
Well, it's just like me and Glenn took and tried to tell you. There's 5 million people answering them phones.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I see Matt around here, I will chew him
yeah,
out for everything
thinking,
he's been doing.
He fell through the porch, surely.
He whiz.
Well, anywho, yeah, and I said, listen, Scott ain't small time. He's had Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, I said, to name a few. But he knows his way around a celebrity or two. I said, he loves to talk. Geronimo loves to talk. We all love to talk. It would be Talkmania. It would be great. Let's make this happen. He said, I promise you I'll call him.
All right.
But he didn't promise that Geronimo would be on, though.
No. He knew.
Okay.
And Geraldo's, he promises that he'll call you.
Rob.
Yes, Rob was Vicky.
Okay, and you gave him the station number.
Yes, I did.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're our hero, Sarah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, you see this, now I feel great because we've bombarded the station. Now, who says this station doesn't have listeners?
Well, we have listeners.
And they bombarded WTAM. Well, now this is my point. I want to, because I really don't care if Geraldo comes on this show or not, to be honest with you. He can do whatever he wants.
It's just a quest.
Yeah, it's just a goal. It's a time killer. In any event, but my heartfelt happiness and thanks goes out to the listeners of this station who have bombarded,
especially
WTAM. Well, I'm very happy. You know, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Bombarded that station.
Well, when I got 4 phone calls on that show, I knew there were people listening to our show.
This is the place to be, Glenn.
Yep.
This is the station to be at. Well, we've bombarded WTAM. Now, who is Matt? Am I Matt?
We don't have.
I've never spoken to Rob.
We don't have anybody that works on this station that their name even sounds like.
Put me on a lie detector. whatever you polygraph machine. I have never spoken to Rob. I've never spoken to Geraldo. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody at that station.
Yeah, I didn't even know that station existed.
So and his story isn't really adding up. Didn't Sarah say that he said that he had spoken to me, but several times? But he didn't know my name, and he didn't know my phone number.
I think he might have gotten you confused with the general number of people, like I called and Thunderbolt called. Maybe he got, I don't know how you could get confused with Thunderbolt, but.
No, but the truth, I have never, never spoken with anybody up there. Never. Not Geraldo, not his producer. I think the first day we did it, I think I spoke with like a call screener, and that's how I got Rob's email.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I've spoken with nobody up there at WTAM.
You're a nobody.
We want to deal in facts here. He said he emailed you.
Okay,
never
there you
said
go.
That he spoke to you, but he said, I emailed Matt back, and I said, well, who's Matt? Because, you know, I don't know everybody at the radio station, but I never heard of Matt. I thought, who's Matt? The guy at the radio station. I said,
now, I can't speak to, if he emailed me, it would have been once. And I think he emailed me about 3 weeks ago, before this even started. And he said something about, kind of the same thing. Why would anybody want to interview Geraldo?
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, but that's all. Yeah, well,
you, but he did say that he emailed you back. All
right, so. Weeks ago. In recent times, I have not heard from him.
Well, at this point in time, the suspense is killing me. It's like, are we going to get Geraldo? Or we ain't gonna get Geraldo.
Well, that's right. That's the drama involved here. That's the whole point of this journal. If we had just booked him the normal way, this wouldn't be happening.
So, let's say that, like, a week passes, and you haven't heard from Rob, and I call him back. What if I could get you Geraldo? Like, me personally, what if I could get Geraldo?
Are you angling for something? What do you want?
Take us to Zuzumba, BZ Bay.
Anything is this for me?
Well, I'm not sure. What would you like?
I think zoo tickets for, like, the next 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Is that
think
all?
About it. You think about it. You see what you can do, and I'll see what I can do.
I'll see if I can find Matt and run that by him.
Bye, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, you know what we should have done? We should send Geraldo a fruitcake. That would get rid of him forever.
There you go.
That would run him off. All right, we got a little bit of time left. 740-383-9944. I bet you Dr. Feynman doesn't appreciate the way Geraldo's treating this.
I know he loves us, and I'm sure he doesn't.
Yeah, but is he shocked that Geraldo... This is right up. Why isn't this number one on your show, Glenn, today?
Well,
Geraldo's inked a new deal with Fox News, and then he called them in a tweet... He called them, I want to make sure I get the quote right here, Witch Doctor Mumbo Jumbo Cult.
I'm going to have to ask Dr. Feynman what he thinks about that right winger talking like that.
Yeah, but he said that. I mean, he just signed a deal with Fox yesterday, and then he called them a right wing mumbo jumbo cult. Witch Doctor.
Sounds like an airplane with funny things
on. I called the witch doctor. He told me what to do. And, you know, I guess tomorrow will be the ongoing saga of the Geraldo Journal. But thank you to the people who bombarded. Is that the word that was used? Bombarded.
I think that's what you
that's
said.
That's not call. No. That's not we got a few calls.
Well, I know I contacted him twice or three times. So.
Bombarded. Thank you. Thank you for bombarding Geraldo. That mustache needs it.
Yeah, there
all
you go.
Right, Glenn coming up next for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Well, what do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?